This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Keep listening, because at the end of the segment, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour. It comes to Jiffy Lube Live in late August of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win those, because that's coming up very soon. What else is happening soon? NFL Week 4. It starts tonight. And we have been reborn. We have been resurrected. We were bounced out of the Circus Survivor Pool in Week 1 because we took the stupid Cincinnati Bengals and they couldn't beat
the Patriots in week one. Give the listeners the number of, or the percentage of people who have already been eliminated in the circle pool.
Through 3 weeks, 96% of the field has been eliminated from the Circus Survivor Pool.
Through three weeks.
Wow.
I mean, we've
so 14,000 plus were in, yeah, and there's about 500 left.
Something around there.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Think about that. 3 weeks.
That's all that's left. I think we were eliminated last year, like week 8 or 9.
We lasted a good bit.
Memory serves correct. It was. I know. I remember our pick. We lost because we took the Ravens, and I believe they lost to the Colts.
Yes, at home.
At home. I think Tucker had a chance for like a long field goal to maybe tie it or win it. Missed it. If my memory serves correct.
I think you guys were having so much fun, you didn't realize that it was only Week 4 that happened.
Did that happen in week 4 last year?
It was a lot earlier than you thought.
Wow.
It was early.
I thought it was longer. I thought we had a longer run.
Well, it's because we did the same bit where we did a rebuy.
And then we did a rebuy, yeah.
And how long did that last? Couple weeks.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we're not back in the Circus Survivor Pool. We're in a smaller Survivor Pool.
A kiddie pool.
Kiddie games down the street. We have to make our survivor pick for this week. We can't pick tonight's game, but we can pick any game on the slate Sunday. So it's time to put our heads together, battle each other, try to figure out who our survivor pick is.
Oh, I was going to push for tonight's game.
Well, you can't.
Oh, you were going to
take off the board.
All right, I got to look at the rest of the board. I did. Oh. You know, I gave you all those numbers earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, earlier in the show.
Who would you have taken?
I'd have taken the Cowboys.
Well, I don't.
Dak 12-0.
I would have immediately shot you down just because the Cowboys' defense is so bad. I just can't trust them right now.
I'm not saying you're wrong. If I had to bet the game money line, I would take Dallas. But it's dicey. I want to take a home team.
All right, one jumps out at me. This isn't a home team, but I'm going to put in my vote for the Pittsburgh Steelers then, because Anthony Richardson looks lost right now.
He does.
He's going to face a Steelers defense that isn't even giving up 10 points a game. I know that their offense in Pittsburgh is challenged, but I think Anthony Richardson's struggles continue. That just jumped out at me, and I know the line isn't humongous. I'm not going to go by the conventional things. I would like to advocate the Steelers getting to 4-0 against a Colts team that has a quarterback that already has 6 interceptions on the year.
I don't love that pick. I don't even casually like that pick.
It's kind of a dicey pick. It's Pittsburgh, who doesn't score a lot of points. Defense is great.
I mean,
but they're on the road.
They're on the road. They are favored by 2 points, but it just seems like a thin point to me.
You're picking a pick'em game, essentially.
Yeah. EB, the Broncos scored 6 against them.
It doesn't mean
the Falcons and Kirk Cousins scored 10. The Chargers scored 10 against them.
All right.
If you've watched Anthony Richardson the last couple weeks, he looks lost.
He does.
All the praise
He's
after week one.
He's also explosive and can break out.
It's possible. But I think T.J. Watt gets the quarterback every week.
He
that
likes
defense.
That. He
I'm not saying the game won't hit, but yeah. That can't be the best.
Well,
that can't be the surest
bet. I can tell
bet.
You this with certainty.
Sell me on another.
Right. I can tell you this with certainty. That will not be the pick because the three of us are squarely aligned against it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you guys are unanimous for something else.
All right, look. I'm a little biased.
Yeah.
The 49ers have not been good, especially defensively. They've got some serious injuries. They just lost Hargrave for the year, defensive tackle. But they're playing the Patriots, and they're the biggest favorite on the board at home. They're a 10-point favorite. They have to win this game. They can't fall to 1-3.
And the Patriots looked like just garbage set on fire against the Jets.
Yes, they did.
They were terrible.
I like Purdy's better than Brissett. Mason's a really good backup to McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. The defense will play better. They're not facing an explosive offense. And like I said, I want to play a home team that has to win, that's a big favorite. I think San Francisco should be the play.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett was battered during that game last week. I think he sacked seven or eight times in that loss.
You might see, now I like Drake May, but you might see Drake May in this game.
You know what a home team that had to win last week was? Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, that's true.
And
but
it didn't work out.
Yeah, but you know what? They're not facing the quarterback play that they faced in Washington.
Listen,
or against Washington.
It jumped out at me right away, and then I saw the line. I think it is the biggest, right?
It is the biggest. 10-point favorite.
I actually also like, I think I like the Jets over the Broncos.
I like that
I
as well.
I also like that game.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Bucs were doing to just let Bo Nix actually look decent in a game. I just think the Jets' defense is another level up or two. And I think they're just going to make life miserable
for Bo Nix
and company.
Do you think the Broncos traveled back to Denver?
They didn't.
They didn't. All right. Because they played Tampa.
I think they're training at the Greenbrier. Because
okay.
I saw a picture of Sean Payton with Frank Beamer.
Gotcha.
Hanging out.
Broncos may not be as bad as you think. They lost to the Seahawks in the opener, 6-point game. In Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough place to play. That's Bo Nix's first game ever against the Seahawks on the road. Then they played the Steelers. We talked about that. The best defense in the league right now. Lost by a touchdown there.
Yeah.
Well, one of the Broncos might surprise you.
The one thing I really worry about of the Broncos is when Patrick Surtain lines up across from any wideout in the league.
They don't do anything.
That wideout becomes completely neutralized. Look at what he did to Mike Evans last week in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to do the same thing to Garrett Wilson. But if I have to bet, I'm going to bet on Aaron Rodgers and Breece Hall, that combo, over Bo Nix and that weird backfield they have in Denver. So I do like that game. I also like the Niners.
What's your top game?
There's another game I kind of like, too.
What's your top game, Cakes?
I think I give a slight nod to the Niners just because the point spread's a little higher. And I just think the Patriots are trash. I don't believe in their offense.
What about the other game we talked about?
The Jets?
The Jaguars-Texans game?
The Texans?
I feel like the Texans at home, the Jaguars coming off that just shellacking at the hands of the Bills. Like there's unrest on the sidelines there. You can tell between Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. Apparently Shad Khan, the owner of the team, was despondent and like visibly upset about how bad they looked. But that's a division game. Like
they
I feel like they need a bounce back. I just don't know if it's coming against
the Texans. But the Texans were embarrassed last week.
They were.
And now they're coming back home.
The Niners play makes the most sense.
I like that game, but I don't like it as much as the other two.
Okay. Mr. Bickle?
I think the Niners are going to win that game 9 times out of 10.
How about 49 times out of 10?
I still think they're a decent team, even though they might have all these injuries and everything.
Kittle's been limited in practice, but they think he might go. He's got a hammy. Purdy had the back issue, but he's fine.
Purdy's definitely playing, right?
He's going to go.
I have another late entry.
I'm a huge Purdy guy, so I would lean Niners.
I'm going to throw a wild card into the mix, and this will upset Jason because it's not a home team. What about the Chiefs visiting the Chargers before the Chargers bye Justin Herbert's banged up. He may not play. They've got a bunch of injuries. They're top two offensive linemen.
I don't hate it.
Are both banged up. Like, I just see the Chiefs going in and giving the Chargers the business.
It doesn't look like Herbert's going to go.
Right.
I mean, his ankle banged
up. That's
going to
be your boy.
Who's his backup?
Your boy.
Taylor Heinicke. They have a bye in week five. Harbaugh and company might just, like, they would never admit this, but they might be like, you know what? We're just going to get through the game as quick as we can. Try to have no more injuries.
I do like
Chiefs
it.
Are just a better team.
They're optimistic, though, about Herbert playing, from what I'm reading.
I read that has he practiced at all?
Limited on Wednesday.
I don't love that game as much as the Broncos game and the
Niners
game, but it's just another one to consider. Just throw it on the fire.
Well, look, when do we have to have the play in?
By this weekend.
What, right before the game starts?
I mean, I can consult with draft.
Because if we hear on Sunday when the inactives come out,
yeah,
that Herbert's out, I'd be all over the Chiefs.
Now, the problem with that is that's a late game.
That's true.
So we'll be burning. But the Niners is probably a late game too.
It is. It's 4 o'clock, 4:25. Yeah.
So
we have two options there in the games.
It doesn't matter. I would go with either one of those and feel pretty confident. I like the Niners more. But
yeah, I like the Niners. I think they're going to win.
I like the Niners more, but, I mean, of course the Chiefs are going to beat.
All right, my official pick is in.
Go ahead.
I'm picking the Niners. If the Niners can't bounce back after a bad loss against the Rams to a Patriots team that got butt lucky to win in week one. They just faced an opponent that wasn't ready for them in week one. They've done literally nothing since. Niners have to get to 2-2 to keep pace in the NFC West. My pick is in. My pick is the Niners.
I'm with you. I think the Niners is the best play.
I'm Niners.
There we go.
I'm outvoted.
What do you think? Do you not agree that it's a big
play? No, I think it's a very smart play. Yeah. But, you know, the Steelers jumped out at me.
It's like a pick'em game.
I'd rather go with a team with a 10-point spread than a team with a 2-point spread.
Yeah, we did that in week one.
Yeah.
The Niners could be falling into, I don't think it is going to happen, but could be falling into the old lose the Super Bowl slump that often happens to teams where they end up missing the playoffs the next year.
Now look, if the Niners...
This is the game, because if they fall to 1-3 with all those injuries, there's going to be a lot of question marks.
The only way the Patriots win that game is if Ramondre Stevenson did what he did in week one. If he's able to rush for 120 yards and they control the clock and they turn the Niners over and limit them to like 17 points, the Patriots have a shot at winning the game. I just feel like that is a huge outlier. I feel like it's much more possible that the Niners control the clock. Jordan Mason carries the ball 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy's efficient. I mean, Juwan Jennings isn't going to do what he did last week, but he can be a factor with guys sidelined. Hopefully Kittle's back. Do you have any update on Kittle?
He's been limited in practice. He's got a hammy, but he's they feel pretty good about it.
Okay, they could use him back.
Good news anyway.
They are missing a lot of pieces.
I know.
That does give me pause.
We're picking a team that's missing certainly their two best offensive weapons.
Right.
And if Kittle doesn't play, three of their top four.
Right. Doesn't give you pause.
Well, I saw what he did with Jennings, right?
Look, and I understand JP's plight. JP was
Niners are pretty good against the run, too.
JP was me in week one when I was telling you guys, hey, what about the Saints over the Panthers? And it was dismissed. So I understand his approach, because we are all seemingly in lockstep on the Niners.
No, it's fine. I think it's a good play.
I feel like that's the best play that's available to us. There's not a lot jumping out at me on this board. That's one of the few that did. That and the Jets.
Matchup predictor on ESPN has San Francisco winning 77% of the time.
Okay. I like being a 77% favorite. Generally, you're going to win.
All right, so the Niners are the play.
The Niners are the play. We're in.
Niners. How much can we win in this nub pool?
I think we can win a lot.
I think it's more than you think.
I think it's up to like 250K.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Really?
It's a lot of dough. Yeah.
How much is the entry fee?
I think it's 110.
100, yeah. 110
they just
bucks.
Have that many guys in
yeah.
it?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Wow. It's a big pool.
Well, I should take that back. That's how much the first one was. So on the second one,
probably substantially similar? Less.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I'm in.
The rebuy pool.
For the loser pool.
It's what we've been.
Yeah, loser's lounge.
It's what we've been reduced to. This is what we are at this point.
This is like when you get a felted out of a home game and you try to open up a cash game on a new table.
Yeah. It's not fun, but this is our
lot in life.
Just
waiting for more guys
and
to
look,
bust.
I just feel dicey on any game, any week.
Oh, of course.
Based on what's happened, 96% of the circuit pool out.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's the most unpredictable season we've seen in a while.
Does make me feel better that 96% of the field's eliminated.
I would love to know that the guy probably isn't still listening at this moment, but if that guy that called in, that he had the consortium and he had like 23 guys, remember?
Yeah.
Yep. And they had six picks, I think.
Six or seven, yeah.
If they're still alive, because they should
they
still
they had,
be alive.
I thought they said they had 10.
Maybe it was.
I thought it was six or seven, but either way.
No, I'm with you. That's the smartest route to go.
That's the smartest route to go with this.
Yes.
And I would love to know if they're still. They should be through 3 weeks by managing their picks. They should still be alive.
Maybe one play left.
One or two, I would think. Let's see. I mean, they'd be literally dumb if they doubled up, more than doubled up on a couple of those. That's just so dumb.
When we come back, we'll be joined by John Thompson III, Senior VP at Monumental Basketball. Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Thomas Rhett, Better in Boots Tour 2025, Friday, August 22nd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 right now wins. We'll be right back.